All right, it is now time for Joe Wants to Know, and I want to hear from you at 317-239-1009. Also, hit us up on our social media. It is Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. So I got a friend, and he's been smoking weed since way like senior year of high school, so that's 2004, and my buddy's now 31, and his fiance has always known about him. Like, she's known this, that, hey, he likes to smoke in the herb. You know, he likes to relax. Well, last Friday, they kind of had, I guess, a romantic dinner from what he was telling me. Like, he took her out to a nice restaurant. And then afterwards, sure, they got dessert. But then he dropped to his knee and he popped the question. How cool is that? He asked her to be his forever.
Okay, exciting, yes.
And she said yes. So that's great. That's not what we're talking about for Joe Wants to Know. What we're talking about is what happened less than 24 hours after that. She told them that, hey, I hope you know that when we get married, I want you to quit smoking weed. Okay, Let that sink in right there. She also said she never really liked him smoking and was hoping it was just kind of a phase, like maybe something you go through in college. Eventually, you'll get over it and you won't be doing it anymore.
Right.
He's like, oh, hey, I see you're vaping. Will you quit doing that right now? She says, when they tie the knot, when they say I do, party time is over. A little background info about his fiance, too. This might give you a little thing you need to know. She's like one of those total health nuts. She only eats organic, no fast food of any kind ever since he's known her. He met her in college. I didn't know her at first.
Okay.
So. But apparently, yeah, she doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke. So she's like a clean, healthy person. So she doesn't mess with any of these things. Like nothing to relax you, kind of like wine or alcohol or smoking. So, yeah. After that, she brought this all up, and I guess they got into a fight, and they didn't talk until the next day. And then she said, listen, if you want to smoke weed, you're not going to be marrying me. Like, she almost an ultimatum. She didn't say, hey, well, this is my ultimatum, but she did.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. She's an idiot. Absolute idiot. Here's the thing, ladies. Your guy is never going to change. I don't understand these women that like, well, once we get married, just so you know, you can't do X, Y, and Z anymore. He's not going to change. She isn't going to change. For guys, if you're expecting your girlfriend to all of a sudden be a clean freak once you get married, if she's not now, it's not going to happen. People are who people are. You're not going to change. It is so annoying to me when I hear people like complain about stuff like this. If you've been dating him for this long, now all of a sudden now you're going to put your foot down over this? No, and he's stupid too, because I just have, you know, I just think it's, you're. I just think you're a trash bag.
Why is my buddy dumb?
I think you're a trash bag if you have to be on some sort of substance every single day, whether that's alcohol, you have to be inebriated. I don't mean
a
glass
of wine. Are you serious right
now?
Do you even know what you're saying?
Yes.
I think you're throwing out a big, big, like, false statement, but
100%,
okay.
If you cannot go throughout your day without being intoxicated in some way, shape, or form, then you have an issue.
It's medicated, though, for him. It's a relaxing thing.
So yeah, he's addicted to it.
I don't think he's addicted. I think it's a relaxation thing. Like people,
why can't you do yoga? I'm saying if you have to be under some sort of influence, no matter what it is, besides a glass of wine, you're not getting buzzed off one glass of wine. That's different with dinner. But I'm just saying, in any shape or form, that to me says that there's an issue there. So she should be, there's multiple red flags with this dude. There's no way that you could be really moving on full, all cylinders of yourself if you are in some way, shape, or form inebriated.
Here's Alex. She wants you not to have a glass of wine or like have some beer or like smoke some weed to relax.
That's what I just said. I'm not saying.
Alex is like, hey, just zone out.
I'm saying, I don't have a problem. Listen, you're totally not hearing. I just said, if you have one glass of wine or you have a beer when you get home from work, that is different because nobody's getting trashed on a glass of wine or a beer. But what I am saying is if you can't go throughout your day without being totally messed up on any substance, pills, whatever it is, then you have an issue,
but you're
including
assuming,
marijuana.
You are assuming my buddy who smokes pot or marijuana, weed, whatever
every
you
single
call
day,
it.
Yes, he is a problem.
But then, how are you, you're doing this thing. Here you are. You're like Indiana deciding if we can have warm or cold beer or anything. You're saying that there is a difference, Alex, between smoking weed for him to relax and me having two or three Moscow mules tonight. I'm getting buzzed.
Two or
buzzed.
Three, then yes, then you shouldn't do that.
No,
you
but
shouldn't
but how
get
can
buzzed
you tell? It doesn't matter. Is there a set amount of weed that he can smoke that it's okay from my buddy? You're just like his fiance.
Yes, I am. I think it's trashy. Here's the thing. If you want to smoke pot like a couple times a year when you're at a party or in a social setting to get messed up, that's different. But if you're doing it every single day, just like getting drunk once in a while, I don't have a problem with that. You're having fun with your friends. But if you have to be buzzed, intoxicated in any way, shape, or form on a daily basis, you have a problem. You're not dealing with certain issues in yourself. If you're using it under the guise of, well, I need to be relaxed, there's other things without being under the influence that you can do to relax. So I just disagree. I think this guy has issues. I think she's right. But I also
my
think
buddy
stupid.
Alex, since you're saying this about it, let me tell you some other stuff because it's personal. Because I know him, I'm vouching for him because I know this guy doesn't have issues. He's got a good job, makes very good money. Since how long has it been? Over 10 years now. He's had the same job. I won't say what he does. He's never missed a bill. Always on time. Takes care of himself. He's not some idiot. Like you're acting like he's an intervention, like a person that partakes every single day. I think you're totally wrong.
I'm saying to me. It is an unattractive quality in a guy if I'm dating and he's constantly high. That's unattractive. I don't care if he's a CEO.
But who said he was constantly high? Who said he was constantly high?
You said he smokes every single day to
relax.
But
that doesn't mean he's high 24/7.
If you smoke pot,
why are you looking at producer Blake K?
Because somebody else has to weigh in. If you smoke pot every day, you are high 24/7. What are you talking about?
How many times have you smoked weed?
I've smoked weed a handful of times in my life. It's like once a year. That's what I'm saying.
We have an expert. Never mind. Joe wants to know it's over.
It's not being an expert on anything. I'm saying what my personal preference is. You can't say that my personal preference is wrong.
You're saying
it's unattractive to me if a guy's constantly high.
Your preference, you're not saying it as a preference. You're saying it is as fact. You know what? 317-239.
To me, my personal fact is it's trashy to be high all the time.
I get it. It's your personal truth. Okay. 317-239-1009. It's Joe wants to know, what should my buddy do? Is he being selfish, kind of being a pothead here, or just a big loser like Alex thinks because he does it every single day?
I think she's stupid. It's not even him. I mean, what he's doing is stupid, yes, but she's an idiot to think he's going to change because he won't.
Sorry if I'm taking it personal, but he's my friend.
You are.
So,
it's ridiculous.
Well, you're attacking.
Asking for opinions. I'm giving you my freaking opinion, Joe.
But you're saying he's a loser because he smokes every day.
He is!
317-239-1009.